Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're now in tune to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross on Twitter, // whatever. The handle is Stacey A. Cross, no E. Time on my watch is 14:02. Beautiful March 16, 2016. Wouldn't have it any other way. Sun is like shining. It's a beautiful, comfortable temperature, and I'm just happy. I just returned from my gym routine, my gym workout, and I'm enjoying my reward. The reward's in my right hand. My reward, as you have just heard it, is a nice tall bottle, tall glass, tall container of fruit smoothie today. So it changes every day. So my reward today is actually a fruit smoothie. I am juicing right now. So how did I make this reward? My gym routines are short. They're very short. Anyone could do it. Once you download my new ebook, which will come out pretty soon. I want to give a time date because you know how that goes. But I'm working on an ebook right now that shares what I'm doing and the results that I'm getting. Now, the result that I'm getting is I'm trying to turn fitness into a habit, lifestyle, health, lifestyle into a habit. I'm not just trying to go to the gym to be the next Jillian, to get crazy, to say I'm losing 90 pounds, to do that. That's all great. That's all a great goal. But listen, I changed my goal to this basic thing of I just want to go and move my blood, get the circulation going, feel energized. These are the reasons that I'm going. Now, with a reason like that, you're going to lose the 90 pounds. You're going to become a different person physically. But how do you build the habit behind that? You build the habit by changing the routine. Now, the routine in all habits, you need a cue. You need a cue point. You need something to happen, whether it be waking up, right? What happens? We wake up, cue. We wake up, we go in the restroom, right? Half of the world goes directly straight for the bathroom. Relieve yourself. Brush your teeth. That's the cue. How can you add maybe thinking more positive to your life? You have to find a cue and attach a routine in there. So you already have a routine of waking up, going to the restroom, going to the bathroom, using the bathroom, and then quote unquote brushing your teeth. No, that shouldn't be a quote unquote. That should be, you should brush your teeth, right? So you brush your teeth. Now, how do you inject a different routine? How do you inject it? I'll tell you how. I'm going to give you the basics here. So what you do is you take an index card. Take an index card and you write some positive statements, affirmations, whatever the case, on the index card. So if I want to get more positive in the morning, I want to start my day off with a great mindset, great attitude, looking forward for the day, high expectations for myself, I'm going to write on the cue card, I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to write, today is already a successful day. I'm going to write, I am excellent at whatever I do. I'm expecting great things to happen to me today. I am positive today. So I'm going to write all of that. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tape it right on the bathroom mirror. So now, wake up, cue, routine. That routine is now embedded in there. Now, when you wake up, you're not even going to have to see the card. As soon as you wake up, after you do it for a period of time, after you repeat the steps, you're not even going to have to wait to see the index card. You're going to automatically start thinking positively. Do you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Keep the roots, keep the cue, change the routine, and keep the reward. And the reward is the feeling you get after you're actively being positive, you know? So that's what we did, and that's what I did with the fitness center. All I did was the cue, I'm going to wake up, I do my little shindig here, the calendar, the journaling, the reading, the getting ready for my day, the meditation for 5 minutes. I used to meditate for 3 hours, but that was a waste of time, okay? So I would meditate for 5 minutes. I'm clear, I'm concise, I'm specific, and then I get on with my day. Now, here's the change. What I do is I get my fruits, get everything together, put it on the kitchen counter, and I make my smoothie. Blend up the smoothie, and then I make it look so good. I just want to drink it right away, but I don't, because I'm trying to build a habit. And going to the fitness center, as soon as I'm finishing, I'm already thinking about that smoothie. It's so good. And that's the reward. Upon coming home, I bust through the doors. Sweat. I'm ready to drink. And it's already waiting for me. Nice and cold, nice and chilled in the refrigerator. I just open it, I drink it, I've succeeded. I do that for 2 to 3 months, and it's going to be a game changer, ladies and gentlemen. Because no longer am I going to the gym to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, or to be The Rock, or to be Jillian. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to circulate my blood. I'm going for the energy that it provides. And then to reward myself, it's even better. This reward is actually a good reward, right? And then to reward myself, I make it happen. Hold on. That door is knocking. This is live, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was UPS. Shout out to UPS coming right to my door, you know? How rich are we that we have this type of service? This box here, this box of just paper, I think it was, it's printing paper, coming right to my door. Or me getting to pay for my gym membership nominal fees to use $2 million worth of a facility, of equipment. I have all those equipment at my disposal. You got to start thinking about life like that. Who are you to get all that love and appreciation? I can have a massage if I want. I have all an assortment of equipment I can use, workout equipment. And all I pay is this stupid cheap cost. So I turn things around. If you go to a sporting event, like a baseball game or a basketball game, these guys are paying millions of dollars to entertain you. Grant Cardone taught me that. I looked at the things differently now. I'm like, holy smokes, life is great. So ladies and gentlemen, this is a short episode. I wanted to tell you just a small amount, because I told you we're going to be talking about habit and how to restructure and reprogram and recondition. In order to get uncomfortable, you have to start thinking different. That's the biggest chunk of living an uncomfortable lifestyle is the thought process, is the mindset shift that you need to go through. Because the other stuff is just, it's easy. But you've been trained for however many years you've been alive now. And you're amazing for being alive right now. Give yourself a pat on the back for making it one more day to live your dreams, to see this through, to change, for another chance, for another opportunity to be great, oh man, you are so gifted. You are a gift. So here's the thing. I want to appreciate you for a second. So here's the thing. Change the way you think, because that is how we get uncomfortable, ladies and gentlemen. I am Stacy Cross. It is a pleasure. The afternoon is young. Today we're going to head over to Whole Foods and grab some more smoothie ingredients, right? Need that, because I gotta have the tools. I gotta have the resources, right? I can't wake up one day and said, oh no, my reward's not here. What am I to do? It needs to be consistent. So enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, I'm going to have a mind-blowing ebook coming out shortly. It's about this whole nutrition/fitness thing. And of course, I'm going to write an ebook. I'm going to do a webinar, another course on effective decision-making. Once you hear that, you're already in the right direction. Once you hear that and take heed to that, it's going to blow your mind. Anyway, remain uncomfortable, be great, I am Stacy Cross. You know where to find me.